London never ceases to surprise me. Coffee never ceases to surprise me. And today I'm faced with an enormous conundrum about coffee. Why does London never surprise me, or always surprises me, or just is such an amazing place? It's because, we're focusing on coffee, of course, you can get anything and everything that's related to coffee in London. London has become such a metropole, a leading force in coffee. We're talking third wave of coffee roasters, we're talking artisan roasters, but we're also talking people who love to keep the tradition of Italian coffee, Italian roasted coffee going in this town we call the metropole, almost of Europe. As I said, a leading force in many things. So yesterday, I went to see Nicola in Hackney Central, who is a passionate Roman, so they don't come more Italian than that, who is fascinated by coffee and who brings coffee from Italy to England, to London, and has his little pop-up shop there. And not only is it coffee that's roasted in Italy, in Ferrara, it is coffee that originates from Haiti. Well, he's got three different coffees there, but I'm going to focus on the Haitian coffee, roasted by a company that's been established since 1926 in Penazzi. So this is the, not in Penazzi, but it's called Penazzi. It's a Torrefazione in Ferrara. Torrefazione meaning the roastery. And I'm really in front of a massive, massive conundrum because I tried the coffee there yesterday and it definitely has something that I've never tasted before. It is very creamy. It's got a distinct taste, which I'm still trying to establish what it really is. Well, Nicola kindly enough gave me some beans and I'm here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ putting it through the R58 dual boiler PID machine. It runs in a thick, rich extraction. Pretty got it right, 27 seconds, yielding 30 grams. Now, one thing I will say as well is because Nicola is so focused on doing it the Italian way, they never dose more than 14 grams for a double shot. Single shot, 7 grams, double shot, 14 grams. I will say that I've got 15 grams in my basket purely because that basket takes that. If I go lower, it won't yield me a good extraction. It'll probably run too fast or do whatever I don't want it to do. So I'm very happy with my extractions, but I've got 14 grams of dosage in my basket. Again, you know, he doesn't serve this coffee with milk. But, you know, I'm all for experimenting, so I also tried it with milk. Putting my lips to the espresso shot, it's got an amazing creaminess about it, a mouthfeel that is very silky and kind of syrupy, but not in the way that I know from other artisan roasters here in London who also roast, and I'm coming to the roast now much lighter. Because the other thing that I always do is I lay out all the beans on a clean kitchen roll. And if you look at these beans, me who's used to and who encourages that third wave of coffee roasters would say, oh my God, this is roasted far too dark. I've even picked out some beans that were absolutely charcoal. They were so darkly roasted. I picked them out because I don't want those in my shot. And the conundrum I'm faced with is if I look at these beans, even if I smell these beans, there is no sweetness in these beans. There is no floral notes in these beans. There is maybe some treacleness about it. That's maybe as close as I can get to actually understanding if there is any flavor or any smell that I could detect from it. There is also this kind of roasted smell that I normally don't like. I'll be as honest as I can be. Now, on the bag, on the back of this bag, what it also says, and I took time, although I speak a bit of Italian, I was wanting to be completely sure what it says on the back of this bag of coffee. Now, it says, the home of contemporary esotericism. This assembly provides us with the same beans processed in three different ways, dry, wet, and husked. Powerful and, listen up now, devoid of acidity. it can create addiction. This is how the roaster Benazzi, Torrefazione di Ferrara, are describing their coffee. And I will say, there is, obviously, you know, we're looking for acidity. They are claiming, and they're proud of the fact there is no acidity in there. And looking at the beans and seeing how far in the roast they've been taken, of course there's no acidity left in it. But what really the conundrum I'm faced with is this coffee tastes good. It is quite amazing, and I don't know why. I'm going to put my lips to it again. It's got kind of a liquoring thing, almost like licorice. It even leaves you with a nice aftertaste, but no acidity, no journey. It's one-dimensional. But what a dimension it is. It is quite fascinating. So thank you, Nicola. Thank you, Torrefazione Benazzi, for introducing Coffee Mumbo Jumbo to something quite exceptional.